A marathon session. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The first day of the 118th Congress end with no one elected House Speaker.
Three times he was nominated and three times House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy fell more than a dozen votes short of the 218 needed to become Speaker of the House.
A speaker has not been elected.
After House Clerk Cheryl Johnson presided over a third vote for speaker, Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole urged colleagues to call it quits for the day.
I move to adjourn until noon tomorrow.
It marks the first time in 100 years the House failed to elect a speaker on a first ballot and upended a day one agenda Republican lawmakers had hoped would end with votes on rescinding IRS funding. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will not insert himself into the process, adding the White House is looking forward to working with congressional colleagues, including Democrats, Republicans, and independents this year, to continue to move the country forward for the American people. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital after collapsing on the field last night.
Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on a tackle of Bengals receiver T. Higgins. And in a statement, the Bills said that Hamlin had his heartbeat restored on the field before being transported to the hospital. After the injury to Hamlin, the Bills and Bengals game was suspended, with Cincinnati leading 7-3 in the first quarter. The NFL saying in a statement Tuesday that the game will not resume this week after consultations with both teams and the NFL Players Association.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. The mayor of Reno, Nevada, says actor Jeremy Renner was helping a stranded driver over the weekend when he was run over by his own vehicle. Renner's in critical but stable condition with chest and leg injuries. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis officially begins his second term.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis takes his oath to start another 4 years in office following a first term he claims led the state to such prosperity it drew hundreds of thousands.
The historic number of families who have moved from states across this country because they saw Florida as the land of liberty and the land of sanity.
In Tallahassee, outside Florida's historic Capitol building, DeSantis adds his second term will focus on tax cuts and more family protections.
We will defend our children against those who seek to rob them of their innocence.
In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
A new study finds that as more states legalize pot, more kids are getting sick from ingesting edibles accidentally. The study from the Southern Illinois School of Medicine found the number of kids who accidentally ate marijuana rose from 200 a year to more than 3,000 between 2017 and 2021. 7,000 total cases were reported to the nation's Poison Control Center. Some doctors say the increase may be due to COVID when more children were at home and able to find them. FedEx customers are paying more for shipping thanks to a rate hike.
If you're sending a package via FedEx, it'll cost more as of today. The shipping giant has raised its rates for FedEx Express, ground, and home delivery by almost 7%. FedEx freight rates are going up by 6.9 to 7.9%. The news was announced last fall in its earnings report, with company officials citing declining global volumes and rising operating costs from inflation as two major factors in the decision. The Commercial Appeal newspaper reports that since 2012, FedEx package rates have usually gone up by about 4.9% annually until the pandemic, when they were raised about 5.9%.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.